Hey guys, we are here today with Lance and Jesse Riggin, and they are members of the Stub 2 community, correct?
Yes.
Are you guys a member of Gator as well?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we're Gator, we're Stub 2, and I believe you guys have a tie to a TC team as well.
Correct. We started a TC company. We have two top tier TCs that work in our
business. Very cool.
Yeah.
So two members of Sub 2, two members of Gator, and you added two additional team members that are top tier TCs as well.
Yes.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
So cool. Well, I want to first off thank you guys for giving us your time and energy today to talk about this specific deal within Sub 2 that you were able to do and just kind of pick your brain on how the flow of the transaction went, how you guys walked away from it, how you got into it, all of the amazing details that are this deal. So I will let you walk us through this deal and tell us all about it.
Sweet. Okay. So my wife, actually, do you want to start, honey? Because you got the acquisition on this. So
Yeah. So Lance and I have liked the mobile home park model for a long time.
Okay.
And we have been looking for a long time doing our research, of course, through the community, you know, learning a lot of the strategic strategies, redundant, mm-hmm. learning a lot of the strategies for like seller finance and how to be creative was, of course, extremely helpful. It's kind of an asset class that's hard to get your hands on. Just because bank
for
financing
sure.
isn't as readily available for that asset class. So I was looking online and calling anybody and everybody and ended up locating a park here in the great state of Texas and got a hold straight to the owner. The owner is an agent here in Texas, a broker actually, and just started negotiations. Well, Lance does the negotiations. I started the conversation with him. I started the friendship because
you opened the door to the conversation, right?
Yeah.
softly opened the door.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's really
I
good
love
at
that.
Position stuff.
Yeah. And
soft skills are important, right?
Oh yeah.
She's
amazing.
Not all of us can be pretty like Lance. So,
I
you
mean,
know, some of us have to have other skills. Yeah.
I love it.
I used to blush, but not anymore. It's funny.
Yeah. And I'll kind of let him go into it because the
sure.
rest of it was an interesting journey. I never expected it to turn out the way that it did.
Yeah.
So you did the research and got into, found the thing, made the connection, and then went, here you go, honey.
Basically,
you take the ball
yeah.
and run.
He said, here's the numbers.
She does the underwriting.
That.
Yeah, she does all the underwriting and vetting kind of the deals and stuff. And so she got a hold of this guy and she kept trying to show it to me. And I was like, look, we're not ready for that. I don't know about it. It was early last year, like early spring.
Oh, yeah,
or
February.
Mid-spring.
It was
or was
February
it? Okay.
When
so
we
just joined the Gator community and Sub 2 actually in October, November of 22. And so...
Okay.
We were really interested in mobile home parks because I have a mentor in the space. You know, I have a buddy of mine, Gabe Hamill, that kind of introduced me to it, and he'll double check underwriting and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, I don't want to get down rabbit holes. I have a tendency to do that, like pace. But she was looking at this deal. She kind of had a twist my arm, to be honest, because I was like, I don't know. I was doing all this connector, just getting into my connector role in the Gator mm-hmm. community, and, you know, she showed it to me and I go, okay, she finally kind of, you know, won me over on it. And I started jumping in and to negotiate with this guy. And we were able to really get a pretty sweet deal on it. The sales price on it was 1.59, mm-hmm. I believe, originally.
Okay.
And I was able to come in and negotiate him down to 1.49, which mm-hmm. was a pretty sweet deal. And then, he wanted like some crazy interest rate, like 10%, way above market, you know. And I know if you look at commercial rates, they're higher traditionally than residential. And we knew that it was actually could be a fair rate, but we wanted to do better than that. So I said, look, how about we'll do 4%, right? And he goes,
well, first
I'll go. Oh, yeah. Thank you. So that's right. I said, babe, we're going to offer them principal only. She goes, honey, we can't do that. I said, absolutely, we can. Watch this. And
you can offer it all day long.
Yeah. Hey, you have to. You don't get it if you don't ask. So I shot him. I shot him with the, you know, hit him from the with the left jab and ask him for principal only payments, right? Because Pace has taught us to present it properly. Ask I'm not him. Asking for no interest payments. I'm asking principal only. And we didn't hear from him for 2 weeks.
Go so, figure.
Yeah,
go figure.
He was not happy.
Right?
He was not You're
like,
happy.
Dang it.
Yeah, so I was like, babe, we should reach back out to him. I was like, I know he's kind of soft on her, so why don't you reach back out to him and see? And
she had to warm him back up, right? Like,
yeah, exactly. Totally. Yeah, totally.
More butter.
He loves talking, yeah, this guy. Exactly. This guy could talk for 2-3 hours, right? One of those types of people. He just, I don't know if he has any friends. Really nice guy, right? I'm not talking down, but will just, and she was
has
like,
a lot to say.
Yeah. So she reached back out to him. He goes, you know, I was pretty offended by that offer. You know, I don't know what you guys think you're trying to pull. And so we got back on another call with him and, you know, I said, well, you know, how about 4%? And he goes, nah, he's like, look, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a 7%. That's the best I'm going to do. It's a cash cow. And this guy's got a Southern drawl. He's all, it's a cash cow. He kept saying over and over and over, it's a cash cow, right? Like, so trying to get financials and T12s and P&Ls was like pulling teeth, you know, from a tiger. Like it was no easy feat, right? And we couldn't get really, really good numbers, but we got enough to, you know, make an educated and informed decision on it. And so, and that's what happens. A lot of people don't realize when you're dealing with mom and pop sellers, they don't have really good, you know, spreadsheets and clean numbers, and their finances are all mixed in with their business. And it's pretty messy, right? A lot of the time. Oh, yeah. So trying to decipher and clean it all up and figure out what was good. And so, yeah. So then we ended up negotiating with him that, you know, we had set, he decided to agree to our terms. Was there something that I missed on there?
No.
I wanted to get to the capital partner and then
there's two more things that you negotiated.
Right. So I know that after we got the capital partner, we negotiated, 1 year interest only payments, which was phenomenal for us. Right. So that made a huge difference on the bottom line and made it a lot easier to take care of a few CapEx things that were looming, right? It's out in the country.
I would imagine there's some improvements that needed to be made and some things that,
exactly. Yeah, we knew that the septics needed a little bit of work, you know. It's not in the country, but it's in Midland, Texas. So it's oil field country, just desert, right? Desert area. So we negotiated with him and we came to terms. What was the one other thing? I mean,
the other thing was the $10,000 for the repairs.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And I was going to get to that, but that was, we're out of whack here a little bit, but I was able to figure, I started looking for a capital partner after we got it under contract. We came to an agreement. Right. And so the park was valued at, I think, like 1.8 or 9 or something. Yeah, it was there, right? There was equity built into it. And it's 9 acres, right? And there's 44 pads. So there's room for tons of growth. Like we can add a bunch more homes down the road. And so it made a lot of sense. So I immediately, once we got it under contract, I went and started looking for a capital partner or a PML in our community. Right. And, cause I'd been building a lot of good relationships. I'm all about the relationships. Like a lot of us are, I'd been doing connecting and I've been putting people into some deals and I'd started branding really heavily, doing a podcast, all this stuff, Facebook page and everything. And so people started knowing about me and about what I was doing. Right. So it started getting easier and easier to find capital. So I reached out and I made a post about it and I had a handful of people reach out to me. One guy was offering to come in as a partner, but he wanted 70% of the deal. And I was like, I don't think so, man. Like I talked to him, but I was like, bro, like we're doing all the
work.
Did
you ghost him for 2 weeks?
Yeah, seriously. I'm like, nah, dude. But I kept him on the back burner. We talked a little bit. We had a Zoom
with his partner. Just in case.
Yeah.
I was like, dude. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm looking for 12% PML. Like this is ideally, right? 200,000. We were raising 200K. And I'll get to that in a minute. It was a 10% down payment. That's the part I missed. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
So we get him down. He wanted 20% on the down payment. We got him down to a 10%, you know, down payment. Nice. That was the one thing I missed. And so I found a capital partner in Florida, right? So one of my favorite things about this business is we have partners all over the place, all over the country, you know? And so I absolutely love that. And so I was able to secure a $200,000 down payment, which had some CapEx, you know, war chest built into it. It had a $25,000 acquisition fee for us built into it, right? Nice. Which is something I have to give credit where credit's due, right? Vina Jetty taught me that trick. Yeah. It's not a trick, but a strategy, right? And she's like, yeah, for multifamily, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, babe, we gotta put an acquisition fee in here. We've been working on this deal for like 7 months. It took us about 7 months to close it, you know? And so I said, we gotta put this in. And she's like, oh, you know, kind of cringe. I'm like, what? Like, we put all this work into it. Yeah. This is what Vina's teaching, right? We got to do it. And she goes, okay, what do you think? Like 10,000? I was like, no, 25 grand, you know? And she's like, you know, and that's why I negotiate and close. Because I'm like, we got to get this. We got to get after it.
Do the big ask and then let them say no.
Yeah.
Totally. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so she asked about it, and I was just really straightforward. I said, look, we put all this work, underwriting, getting it under contract, all this negotiating. We spent countless months on this deal, and this is our acquisition fee for running all of that. And she goes, okay. And it was that simple, right? Confidence, posture, you know what I mean? Two key elements to raising funds, right? And so, she was like, she actually was like, hey, can you ask him? Our capital partner came in. She goes, can you ask him for interest only payments? It would make a lot of sense. And that's when I went back one last time. It was funny because he was like on the brink of just like telling us where we could shove it, right? Yeah. I could feel it. I could sense it. He was like, we kept asking him for, and he goes, look, are we going to close this deal? I said, look, man.
Listen, you asked me for one more thing and we're done.
He goes, well, I guess I can do that, you know. It's so funny, but yeah, it was really cool. And then we ended up having title problems with the title company that we were trying to use. It, you know, that's the thing. I love how Pace says, and I've heard other people say, but especially Pace, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when something's going to come up, right? It always is. So if you are in the right mindset and you expect things that are going to come up and just deal with them and handle them accordingly and don't get freaked out and stressed out about it, it's going to make business a whole lot more fun, you know? I don't know. I don't think I've ever done one single transaction where it all went perfectly smooth. Maybe once, but very rarely.
Do you think that exists? I don't know.
Right? You know, so... So
I don't know that I've ever seen something perfectly smooth.
I know, right? So we're like a month in with this title company and we weren't even close to closing this thing. They kept asking for the same documents over and over. And my wife was getting so pissed. She's like, I've already sent you all this stuff. I don't know if it was a new person in the office because it was a well-known title company. And I know I won't name it because I don't want to get in trouble. But
because I still like them.
Yeah, they're...
I still like
you. The owner's
cool. It just was an unfortunate mess, right? Like, hopefully it was just someone who was new or, something.
I think that's what it was. So a month in, and we're nowhere near closing on this thing. And I'm like, and he's like ready to pull out. And I'm like, damn, we got to fire this title company and find someone else, you know? Yeah. They actually got really nasty with him. The title company, the owner came in and got nasty with our seller on an email. And I was like, oh, shoot.
Well, hold on.
I'm going to let her get it because she was in the whole email thread. I'm going to let you go ahead.
Let me just jump in real quick because I really like this title company. I like the attorney who is, you know, a very well-known attorney here in Texas. You know, Pace is saying buyers are liars, sellers are worse, and agents are of the devil. I don't know what the... like fourth thing to that would be, but my seller is a broker and an attorney himself.
Yeah.
So him and the other attorney both went to Baylor. Like, I got background on both these guys. Like, there was something behind the scenes there. So in the defense there of was, all of those guys puffing up their chest.
Yes. They're all in there pounding their chests and, you know, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, having a contest to, you know what, so.
I just couldn't believe it. I was
It was crazy, but I couldn't believe it. So anyways, we fired him. 2 weeks later, the new title company got it to the finish line for us. And so, it was pretty cool. And so, it's been an experience. So I'll tell you that, you know.
Ride was kind of wild. And then even after all that, you get his title and you're like, cool, we're going to close now. And then title's like, let me just monkey wrench this for you right here.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, let's jump ship and go to this other title company. And then that was the final key and it got wrapped up and you guys got to get some money in your pocket, get this property. You have partners in on this now as well.
Yep.
So you're both sub two members. You're both Gator. And you're working with a PML that was in Gator, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very cool. Did you guys use a TC for any of this? Or did you kind of act as the TC, or did you use your own TC team?
Gator Audio, Get Creative Podcast. Tell people to join GatorTribe.com. Chomp Chomp, I wanted to come in here and take a moment of your time, let you know that this episode you're listening to is obviously a Gator Tribe member, somebody that's joined the Gator Tribe and said, look, I'm going to bet on you, Pace. I'm going to bet on this education and this community that you built so that I can go and change my life. This student of mine in the Gator Tribe is making money. They're doing deals. They're collaborating with other people. And they're not only doing that in their local market, they're doing it all over the country. No matter where you are in the United States, no matter where you want to invest, getting started in Gator is a wonderful place to launch. So if I were you, I would go to joingatortribe.com.
At that point, we didn't have the company.
Right.
So, and our partner is a real estate agent. So we both just kind of, you know, moved our paperwork along.
Yeah.
There weren't any agents involved. It was an interesting transaction because you have, you know, personal property, you have mobile homes, you have, our park came with some RVs, land and just weird conveyances. So it was already a little bit difficult, which made some, you know, bumps along the way. But one of the things that I wanted to put in there that, was really a good thing for us and our partner is that it became a partnership and not just a PML. So she has ownership in the park, you know, and she's very active. Okay. She's extremely helpful. The transparency, just because I don't want people to watch this podcast down the road and think that they can throw an acquisition fee on anything without doing it a specific way. You know, we were very open with our partner about it. It was right there on my underwriting sheet and the deal could hold it. You know, it was about 1.5% of acquisition. Like I said, there weren't agents on either side and it didn't affect the health of the deal moving forward with those funds raised. So I just wanted to make sure that I input that because it was fun to get the check and it's a fun story to talk about. But I always just want to make sure that, you know, in our community, because Pace is amazing and he promotes many different facets of real estate, but safety is one of them that he's really big on. And I love that for our community. Mm-hmm. And so just making sure that I'm doing my due diligence on this Zoom, like to be transparent with your lenders and to make sure that, you know, if there is room for an acquisition fee, that it doesn't affect the health of the deal. It needs to be in congruence with what makes sense for the deal moving forward.
Right. I absolutely love that.
She's so
smart.
That
transparency thing falls right there under safety, right? Like it's important. And the more transparent you are, like I actually feel like, not even feel, I see out there a lot of the deals where things blow up and things aren't, you know, don't ever make it to the finish line. It's usually because someone wasn't fully transparent and it came out and the other person found out. And then it's, I don't want to do business with you. Or then they start looking into every little thing and nitpicking because they were blindsided with information that was not presented correctly to begin with.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I think that's an important thing to know. So I appreciate that, Jesse. Thank you.
100%. No problem. Thank you.
Yeah. So she's the brain, like I'm the visionary. She's the brains of the operation. She handles all the back office.
I can see that.
she loves people. She's like, everybody loves her, but she's like, tries to like stay out of the limelight. You know, I keep dragging her up. I'm like, hey, you need to hop on this.
And you know, I did sales in our granite shop for 20 years. I just need a good decade of being a recluse to heal, and then I'll come back out. Decade? But
no, that's too long. Oh my goodness. I feel that. I can feel that really on an emotional level, Jesse. I'm right there with you. I totally get it.
Yeah.
I want to talk to people all day long, but like put a spotlight on me and I'm immediately like, I'm good. Right. No, thank you.
It's so funny. We've reversed roles in the last, like, I don't know, 5 years or so, I'd say. I've always had to push myself really, really hard out of my comfort zone because I'm naturally an introvert. And so I love networking. But I've pushed myself so many times over so many years that it's almost second nature to me at this point to push myself. Right. But after a networking events or meetups, I'm just like trashed, you know, I feel like I need a vacation for 3 days after one, because I'm just so exhausted. But,
I tell my husband, he's like, you need a nap. And I'm like, no, I need a coma. I just need a little coma.
We do one event quarterly, and I'm pretty sure that that's the only time I leave my house.
One major
quarterly
event.
So, Squad Up's coming up. I'm literally preparing all of this month.
It's gonna be amazing
to go to, and I'm super excited. It's gonna be great, and then I probably won't leave the house for another 90 days.
Yeah.
Well, not to put more things on your plate, but I will be at Squad Up, so I have to find you and actually see you in real life and give you a big old hug.
I would love that. That'll be fun.
Right. Well, tell me a little bit about, I don't want to totally derail our conversation. I'm so sorry, guys. I could get off on tangents forever.
I'm going to roll with you. So wherever we go.
I love it. Tell me a little bit about what being in Sub 2 and Gator has done for you from when you joined to now. Like, how different does your guys' life look? I know you mentioned you owned a granite shop. Like, just tell me all the things. How different is your world today versus the day you joined?
It's night and day different. Well, so we actually, and I don't have time to get into it, but Pace has heard our story.
Yeah.
We burned all the ships in 2022, went to BPCon in October. That's where I got this cool sticker, right? And that's where I heard about this guru. No, I heard about this guy, Pace Morby, from our Uber driver. And I haven't got to tell this on a
recording. Wait. Yet. Your Uber driver introduced you to Pace Morby?
Yes. Dude. Yeah. I didn't even know who who Jamil was. I'd never heard of him before in my life. And I was like, oh, this booth is cool. They're giving away these cool free stickers. I'm going to grab a couple. And the Uber driver, funny enough, says, hey, what are you guys doing in town? Right. He's just kind of shooting the breeze with us. Right. And we said, we're at BPCon. It's the biggest thing since sliced bread. And he goes, I never heard of Bigger Pockets. And I was like, what? Because he said he was an investor. Right. He goes, I, this guy Pace Morby on YouTube though, I follow him and I got two rental properties because of what I learned from this guy. I'm like, what, dude, are you kidding me? Like, we literally in the Uber, we're like, who is this Pace Morby guy? I shit you not. Like, dead ass.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And so we joined the Gator community. We'd already sold our business and we'd already sold our last fix and flip at the coast in Oregon. And we sold our primary and we took the time off prior to that, like 6 months. But then we moved, did the training on our, like, we had a 12-day road trip from Oregon to East Texas with our travel trailer. We hit all kinds of cool stuff. But that's really what when the really like came to life, and we got here and we're like, we're building a life now that we've wanted to live for a long time. And now in this community, we're going to be able to live out our dreams of financial and time freedom. And holy crap. Like, it's just been so amazing. I actually had to get a plaque in our living room. It says, and so together they built a life that they loved, because we were stuck in that rat race for so long and it was just never ending. And I didn't really see a way out. So we started flipping houses, but I was like, man, how am I going to get out of this? You know? So
what's the exit strategy here?
Yeah. Getting out of that. And we just went all in, and I don't recommend people do that. We had a nice nest egg, you know, from selling those things, but It was scary. I had to perform. The savings account was just going down, down, down. And so I just jumped in and started helping people out. And I decided, I read Hal Elrod's book called The Miracle Equation. And Hal asked me what my mission was early on last year. And that's when it really clicked. I was like, man, I see Pace adding value. I see Brandon Turner adding value. I see all these famous authors and speakers that I've been following for years adding value. That's what I really want to focus on. And it was like it was tough because it was like a battle from here to here, right? You know, spirit and mind. And I was like, can I do this really and actually create something, build wealth like this? And I, at the end of the day, I said, yeah, I feel like I can. I feel like this is God's calling on my life. And I went for it and just exploded last year. We ended up locking up $2.5 million in real estate last year.
Yeah.
And we closed a bunch of Gator deals and we helped a lot of people out. And I took all my prior life experience and my business, in the network marketing businesses that we had done, all the Chamber of Commerce networking events we've been to. And I applied all that stuff into the community and helped as many people as I could. And it started manifesting into, deals. And it was just an amazing experience. It really was. And I gotta give Pace a million thank yous because I am so grateful that I get to live a life that I really love. And I feel like I'm called to, right? And it's so much bigger than me. And I never thought I would be in a position, to do something like this. So I'm super grateful.
Absolutely. That's awesome. And if you my take on this community, and let me just back up one step. When we sold our business and we decided to do real estate full time, we had been doing it. I knew without a doubt that we would continue to do this and that we would kill it because it's just who we are. We're entrepreneurial. We're very stubborn. We don't give up. So there was never a doubt in my mind that we weren't going to have success. Yeah. The difference has been in this community at the rate of success that we have had.
Yeah.
I would say easily in this community, we have probably, I can't even say doubled. It's tripled or quadrupled the rate of success that we would have had had we not had a community like this to really dive into right away. We moved halfway across the country to build a new network and to start from the ground up. We left all those connections. We left our contract. Mm-hmm. We had done fix and flips. We left private money. We left so much stuff. So to be able to build from the ground up as quickly as we have, I really have to give it up to Sub 2 and Gator.
Yeah.
And especially Pace for building a machine like this. Like that's something that we were just able to basically plug and play. And we've built a business from the ground up. Our granite shop, it was 18 years. Right. We know exactly what it takes to take the time and the money and the effort to build a business. And we fast tracked, our life now. And I just, some days it's hard. It's not all sunshine and rainbows, but I'm, hanging out in my house. I got my dog behind me. We just live a very peaceful life and it's exactly what we designed it to be. And it just happened so quickly. It was really wonderful. That's my take.
That is absolutely awesome. You guys are the coolest. I am super excited that I get to actually meet you in real life later this month. I can't wait. Thank you so much for giving us your time and your energy today. I so appreciate it. I know the community does as well. You guys are leaders in the community. I hear your names all the time. I'm like, who are these people and when do I actually get to meet them? And I actually, Pace handed me a project at one point and I'm like, DMing Lance on Instagram because I'm like, I can't find anyone who has this man's email address at my fingertips. So I just, this is how we're going to connect, I guess. So
I
was just, I just needed to meet you and I'm super excited that you guys were willing to hop on here and give me 30, 45 minutes of your life. I really do appreciate it. And I know that those listening will appreciate it as well. Your story will help other people make it through their hardships and figure it out along the way.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
we appreciate your time.
I wanted to say, if you're on the fence, if you need to get in to a community, Sub 2, Gator, whatever one makes the most sense for you,
Sub 2.
it's worth a million times what you're going to pay. The community alone is worth it's 10 invaluable. Times. So it's truly invaluable. Do it. Do it for your family. Do it for a future.
Do it now.
Right. Do it for you. I absolutely love that. Yep. Thank you, guys. We will see you soon. Thank you so much.
Great to see you. Take
bye
care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Get Creative Podcast. We hope you found it both informative and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and stay tuned for more exciting financial insights. Until next time, keep those creative ideas flowing and get creative.